When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, Colton, it's almost been a month, a couple of days from a month. How has things been, and how long did it take kind of to start feeling like yourself again?
It was good. I think, obviously when something like that happens, it's really disappointing. And I think the first few days of it was just kind of standard concussion protocol and everything. And then I think once I was a week into it, started feeling really good. And, obviously I only missed a couple of days on the ice, so we were able to still do little things like that and kind of build it up again. And like I said, it just kind of sucks when something like that happens, but same time, those things do happen. And I've been just really excited to get back in there.
What did you feel about the hit? It didn't really look like he did a whole lot to try to miss you.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just, I don't think there was any intent, obviously, there. I think he's just trying to take the puck hard to the net. And, it is what it is. It happens in the game from time to time. So, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't expect there was any intent. And just, it happens so fast, too, when you're just trying to take the puck to the net like that.
How about, did you come off or did the concussion spotter take you off? Because you didn't come right away. It was after the goal. Did the spotter pull you off the ice or did you come off?
Yeah, spotter.
How about keeping yourself ready? I know there have been times this year where you've had to keep yourself ready. You've had to wait your turn, and here we are. It's going to be a month in, and you're going to get a game. How have you kept yourself ready so you're sharp when you get into this game?
Just coming to the rink every day and, having that same approach, trying to work hard, work on my game, and kind of approaching it the same way you would if you're playing. Like, obviously, you want to be in there and play as many games as you can, but at the same time, you got to be ready when your name is called. And I think for the last month or whatever it's been, just kind of do that every day.
It's never fun when you have to sit out. Does it even make it harder when the team's playing so well and you want to be a part of it? I mean, it's like, look at these guys are doing real well, and I want to be out there too.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly it. Like, obviously, you want to have team success. Like, that's what we're playing for. We're playing to get in the playoffs, and it's more of, yeah, I want to be a part of it. And seeing them do so well, I think we've been playing really, really good hockey, the last while. So, at the end of the day, like, we're all on the same team and we're all trying to get into playoffs. So it's been fun to watch.
You're in this room a lot longer than I am, and I've seen it just coming in after practice or after a game. It seems to me there's more maturity in here now, the way you guys handle, whether you handle winning or handle losing or whatever. It just seems like, have you noticed that too, maybe a difference in the room as you guys have started winning some hockey games?
For sure. Since the start of the year, too, I think we all have kind of grown as a group and realized, what makes us who we are. And it's been fun to watch. And I think you watch our games now and everybody's playing the right way and everybody knows what we're supposed to be doing and what our identity is. So just kind of seeing that progress over the years has been cool, too.
How about the two guys in your room, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Alex Lyon? Both have really gone on a good streak here. You have to be proud of them and what you've seen from them during this streak, too.
Yeah, totally. Like I said, it's fun to watch. And, we'll always chat after the games and kind of pick each other's brains. So, I've enjoyed that part of it a lot for sure.
What have you gotten from Alex Lyon, having a veteran with you this year, having a guy like him who's been through it? There's probably nothing he hasn't seen so far. What's it been like to be with him?
I think it's the same for the both of them. I mean, they've both been really good since I came in. And, they're really good for, having those conversations where I'm, like, asking different questions about different scenarios. They've both been in the league for many years now. And, like you said, they've seen a lot of stuff. So just kind of get to pick their brain and, have those conversations on a daily basis is definitely really helpful for me.
Looking forward to Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, big time. Big time. I mean, MSG, it'll be a pretty cool experience. And, I heard nothing but great things about, any event they put on there for the Rangers games and how loud and into what the crowd is. So looking forward to that.